Hey, welcome to the Killer Frogs. This is a special episode. We've been on hiatus for the last couple of weeks, and the regular podcast will pick back up here a little bit later on in March. But for tonight's episode, it's that time of year again. And yeah, I'm talking about baseball season. Basketball season's run along just fine. But this time every year, we kind of stop for a moment and we get to remember probably one of TCU's most famous players of the baseball team, members of the baseball team, and TCU's very own superhero. And I'm talking about Micah. And then with this year's 2020 blast about to kick off on March 21st, we wanted to bring on a special guest to talk a little bit about Micah's effect on TCU and his legacy and just what's been going on with Micah and the team. And of course, I'm talking about Maurice Ahern. Maurice, thank you so much for joining Ryan and I tonight on this special podcast. And man, the legacy that has been started here at TCU and everything that's happened with Micah has been just a heart-touching experience for everybody involved. I know that you have talked with Coach and the team here recently, and why don't you fill us in a little bit, because there are some people that may be listening to this podcast who don't quite fully understand everything that our little superhero Micah means to TCU.
Yeah, thank you, Sean, and thank you, Ryan. Very thankful to get to share tonight a little bit about Micah and the blast. And but I'll start off for those who may be not familiar with Micah. Micah, my son, had neuroblastoma. He was diagnosed when he was a year old, and he fought it for about 6 years, passed away in 2016. About when he was around 3, going on 4, he was introduced to TCU baseball through an organization called Team Impact. They take kids with serious illnesses and try to hook them up with different collegiate teams. And they reached out to some local teams in the area with baseball. And when Coach Slosh heard about Micah, he immediately said, "We want to be a part." And what that involved is everybody remembers when TCU knocked off Kansas a number of years ago. It was a big deal in basketball. And so the following year, it was a well-attended game, and they decided to do the signing of Micah. They had a letter of intent signing, and they had media there. And so they had the table set up and the news crews there, and Micah signed his name to a thing to be part of a 2027 class. But Coach made a speech and said, "You know, we go earlier. We try to get players younger and younger these days, and I think we hit a record this time with getting a player when he was 3 years old." And so it was a really cool experience. And Micah just those reporters asking him questions, and it was just a neat experience. And that just kind of started the relationship with TCU. They TCU baseball went above and beyond anything we could imagine. Made Micah part.
Just a quick question. Looking back now at that first moment when you're sitting there and you have all this, you got the reporters out there, you've got Coach sitting there, you've got a letter of intent sitting in front of your 3-year-old son. Looking back now, did you have any idea of just how big of a moment that was? I mean, we talk a little bit about little moments in life that are kind of like little ripples in a pond. Looking back now, did you ever think that little drop in the pond would create such a huge ripple?
No, by no means. I mean, you know, as a father, you know, and I grew up playing baseball and different sports. And as a father, it was, you know, just an awesome thing. Just to see my son with that kind of thing with baseball, there was kind of a joy and pride of that, of just seeing him up there and seeing him get to enjoy something in the midst of, you know, all the just yuck of cancer. But by no means did I ever have any idea the magnitude of what it would mean and the ripples, and even the ripples to this day. I mean, we're going on 4 years since Micah passed, and still the influence he continues to have with players on the professional level, and he, and still with the baseball team, and not just players, but people, students. It's truly humbling, and TCU is a big part of that. So, yeah, no idea. I just remember trying to get Micah prepped for it because he's 3 years old and he doesn't know how to write his name, and so we had to practice him. We had to practice him writing an M, and so like. So when they signed the letter and he writes an M, that was the big deal. And so yeah, it was just amazing all around. And now with Micah being passed, I hold on to the memories, those things, and that's one of the just one of those sweet special memories I'll always remember. And yeah, TCU is a part of that.
And the story, and of course there's a lot of people that may not have been around who are TCU fans now who were not back 4, 5, 6 years ago, who really kind of were caught up in all of this as things were happening. And to me, looking back at it now and just seeing the effect that he has had, like you said, with players, not just from that one era of TCU baseball, but well into the future and through today, the players really, when I was talking to them, when we would interview the players, this story wasn't just about, oh, here's a kid who kind of get, a lot of people kind of equate it to Make-A-Wish Foundation kind of a thing. He gets to come in, he gets to play superhero for a day, and then that's how it is. These team members adopted your son and your family. And talk a little bit about that. What sort of an effect did you see your son's story have in these young men's lives?
Yeah, so that's the thing that made this relationship so special. 'Cause again, Team Impact, they reached out to colleges and they kind of give them a little kind of guidelines, but it's very generic, basic, and just say, at least do these bare minimum things. Well, TCU took those things and went way above and beyond. So what that meant, for example, is like they did the national signing, but then Micah could go to any baseball games he wanted. It was typical for Micah, he'd show up at a game, and then when he wanted to go to the dugout, he'd go to the dugout. He went straight to the snack table. He'd grab his snack, he'd go to the Gatorade pitcher, get his thing, he'd sit on the bench for a little bit, and then when he was ready, he'd get back up and leave. And so he just, but he just, and the players would just all high five him and say Micah. And so he, from the day one, like, and this went on for a good 3 years, that Micah would just go to those games. We traveled to one of the Big 12 tournaments, and that was the year when they won the Big 12, and Micah got to go out on the field, and all these big guys, piling on each other, and little Micah out there holding the sign with them, and just the kind of that special moment there. But then even in the College World Series in 2016, when he got to go out there, and just even the fans out in Omaha from that, that just reached out, and it was like he was a celebrity, and these and so and Micah just took it all in stride. Like, the funny thing was, there's a story. Even one day, Micah actually was in the hospital, and Andy Dalton was there at Cook's, donating stuff for a video game cabinet that he was doing, and Micah was wearing a TCU football jersey, and Andy came up and was like, "Hey, Micah," well, he didn't say, "Hey, Micah," he just said, "Hey, I see you like TCU football." Micah's like, "I play for TCU," and Andy's like, "Oh, you do?" He didn't know that was Micah at the time, and Micah was like, "Yeah, I play for TCU," and he's like, "You do?" And Micah's like, "Yeah, baseball." And then Andy was laughed and realized who he was. But just even that's how Micah was. He it didn't matter if it was Andy Dalton, who he didn't even know who that was, to any the players on his T-ball team, to the people in the neighborhood. He told everyone how he was a member of the baseball team. He That's the way the players treated him, and his siblings, our family. And so, yeah, it was just a really, and a cancer is a life of uncertainty and chaos, ups and downs. You can't plan, and it was a thing that was like a normal a thing we could go to and enjoy, and Mike could just enjoy himself and feel a part of a family. The guys, when he'd be in the hospital, they would come up and do Nerf gun wars with him. In fact, that year with the College World Series, when they lost their last game and they traveled back, when they got to the airport, they took the bus back and visited him at his house, and all the players came out, and I remember the bus parking down at the end of the street because it couldn't come with all the trees, and those all the guys walked down the street, and Mike at that time was pretty weak, but pulled him out in a little wagon, and those guys just came out and just played with him, and just the again he had a way, even in his moments, he's just full of joy and laughter and a smile. And I think yeah, they both played off each other. Like Michael loved the guys, but I think that resiliency was a big thing for them too. Seeing someone who is so resilient and the never ever give up attitude, I think it was a thing that was contagious in the games, but even to this day with some of the players.
And we've seen that even through today. And you were telling us before we started recording that you had an opportunity to go out here recently to talk to Coach Schlossnagel and the current TCU team. And there's only a couple of guys on this team that probably even remember the 2016 season who were part of it. So what was it? What is this like today? What is this culture like today in TCU baseball, where Micah is not just, just kind of remembered, but he has kind of been woven into the fabric of what Schlossnagel wants these guys to kind of adhere to kind of look up to, and the kind of ideals that he has. What did you take away from meeting with Coach and the team this year?
Yeah, again, I'm so truly humbled and grateful for Coach and what he's done. Truly hasn't had to, and how he's made Micah just so much a part of that and woven into. And then, yeah, when he asked and getting the opportunity, man, I was like, what do I say to these young college guys? Many who don't know that. Know about my son, and just that would one is encourage them, but also just give him a glimpse of just how special of a boy he was. And so I came up with an acrostic with Micah, and I just I on each one of those points, I put the points that Micah I learned from my son Micah, and also in some other players. So real simple, short. The M I put was for mindset. Micah's mindset, there's just something special about his mindset, the way he handled everything, adversity, and just, I mean, the boy had so many surgeries. We called pokies when he would have to get an IV put into him or get blood. I mean, he had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pokies, and probably over 1,000, honestly. And between all the radiation and chemos, and just there was so much that he went through, and just how he took it in stride, and you didn't hear him complain a whole lot. And then the I, some people talk about having the it factor. For Micah, I would say Micah had the it factor, but I said what was more important is Micah had the in it factor. And by that, I mean, like, no matter what he was in, he embraced it. And he just went with it. And I said, life's gonna throw a bunch of things at you, but what you do with it and being in it and being making the most of that moment, instead of being like, wow, man, I've got cancer, this sucks, or whoa, I just struck out, or whoa, is saying, hey, what am I gonna do in this moment and make the most of that moment, a day by day thing. The C for Micah was one of those was consistency. He was always the same kid, no matter what. And then the A was for his attitude. And of course, we all have heard the never ever give up attitude. But I believe, that attitude comes from a mindset. If the mindset's not there, the attitude won't be there. And so for Micah, he truly was that never ever give up thing. And then the H was for humility. And Micah was, oh, and the other, I said it, the C for consistency, it also led to confidence. And Micah was one of the most confident boys I've ever known. He had a bunch of little TCU girlfriends, and so I even remember, there's even a story there with one of the Coach Zach, actually at the time. It was just funny that there's a story with that. And Micah didn't let his bald head or his different things bring him down. He was a very confident kid, but I think consistency, the more you're consistent at something, that builds confidence. And that was true in my son, and learned a lot with that. And then the humility is not letting that confidence, lead to arrogance, but always remembering, who you are. And he was one of Micah was, Micah loved everyone. He was just the most embracing and inviting person to anyone. And so that's kind of a little, in a nutshell, what saying to them, but mostly what I've learned from my son, and try to this day, even in my own life, to, if I live up to these things, then I, in a small way, I'm carrying on the legacy of my son. And so, just to be able to do that, I hope it meant something to them. But he's just, yeah, he's an amazing boy, and I'm blessed to have been his dad.
Absolutely. I wanted to talk a little bit more about the locker that is in the locker room. So, it's like we said, it's been about 4 years, and so there's just a couple guys on the team that knew Micah, and as the years go by, he becomes more of a memory instead of an actual, friend that many of the previous players had. But they have a locker in the locker room that is dedicated to him. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so there's a locker, and it's pretty much in the center. And at one when Micah was alive, that was his locker. And remember when he was originally signed with the team, that locker room wasn't even there. But when they built the locker room and they unveiled it, and the coach showed him that he had his own locker and everything, it was just a really special moment. And then they even have a mural. They actually have a mural in the locker room that it's a really cool mural that has like these different photos imposed in them of like different, like Mike at the World Series where he's looking out onto the field, but he's also like standing in front of a statue and different things, and it almost is lifelike, like he's there. And so but the locker, I guess it was 2 or 3 years, I don't even, maybe it was a few years ago now, but coach reached out and was like, hey, we're gonna have to give the locker to a player, is that okay? We don't have enough locker. And but he's like, we want to continue to keep the locker, his name above a locker, and give that out to a player every year that exemplar, has these certain leadership qualities
That
that
they
like,
share with Micah, really.
yeah. And
Yeah.
so yeah, so every year there's been a player who has that. This year it's Zach Humphries. And so to walk in there, it's always an honor to go in there and see that Micah that there, but also see the player who's doing that. And it means a lot. And so, and one of the things too is, like, I know alluded to it, but even past players, so this past year, a couple different players, numerous players that are now Evan Skoug and Brandon Finnegan and Alex Young, and there's numerous ones. I don't want to do injustice not naming them, but Alex this past year, when he got pulled up, he had the NEGU on his glove. And so and just him continuing to carry on that NEGU. And then when he got some special cleats made, he had the cleats with the NEGU and the Micah emblem and different things. And during the off season, when he's there, he made these little bracelets that for the Never Ever Give Up, and just said, asked if he could do that and wanted to raise some money for the hospital. And it was just really touched my heart, because this, I mean, here, this young man, he I mean, he doesn't have to do that things, and still, that's kind of seeing that influence that Micah's had on someone like him and others. It's truly, truly humbling.
It's amazing that your boy has taught so many people how to be a better man. You know, it is absolutely just, it touches the heart of everybody who knew your son and who continues to remember and tell stories of just how amazing your son's journey was. And we appreciate the fact that you continue to allow us to share this story, and it's an important story, and it is one of those that I'm glad to hear that TCU will be continuing on for as long as I can hope to imagine. I mean, Coach has done an amazing job keeping your son's not just his memory alive, but his legacy alive, and by giving away that locker to a deserving individual who exemplifies, like you said, all of the virtues that your son taught each and every one of us every single time he stepped out into that dugout, and every single time he ran to grab a hot dog, every single time he was smiling and playing Nerf wars with the students. It's an amazing, amazing thing. And Maurice, I am just so humbled, and I'm so appreciative that we get to share your son's story with you.
Thank you. I just while I'm here, it just came to my mind when you're saying that one of the things too is because d just not just the team, but Killer Frogs and the TCU fan base. One of the things that just was really, really touching is the I don't know if you remember, but the Mash for Micah thing that happened during when it went out on Twitter and the hashtag and just how that caught momentum and the money, you know, for every home run that was hit that season, or it ended up all kinds of things people started, but the monies raised from that ended up to go to start a scholarship, and there was other people though that gave in, but there's a scholarship now that goes out every year. A baseball player gets that, and the first recipient of that, this will be the third year, but the first recipient who had that for 2 years was Nick Lodola. And of course he just that to see that continue even in that way and go on a player and then and him even getting to go on and be the highest pick so far is like that's crazy. But like that just that opportunity of again that my that would have never even been possible if it wasn't for just the faithful and generosity and just love of fans that, again, I'm like, I still, when I try to wrap my mind around that, it's really hard to grasp sometimes. And like I said, I don't want to get all teary-eyed on here, but there's so many, I am so grateful
They're
to the
happy
fans
tears,
and
so
yeah,
yeah.
so. And
Well, TCU
I
fans.
want to say this real quick. I'm sorry, but to you, to Ryan, to you, Sean, Killer Frogs, goodness, even to Scott and to Wes. I mean, they. I wouldn't love coming on here and doing this if it wasn't for even the history of those two and starting that and Killer Frogs being involved with. I mean, from day one with Micah and what were the blast, they always supported it on here, and yeah, I mean, tried to get Scott to come out dressed in a tutu, that never happened for the race,
That
but we
might be
did,
a good thing.
yeah. But there was 1 year when we were trying to get tutus to raise money, and we raised quite a bit. But then, but I mean. They were always, you know, always pushing it and supportive, and you two carrying on that legacy. And I mean, I know with Wes not being here, but man, I love that man. And he there's a special bond because with him and his son, and he just always. He was just all like he understood what it was like to be a dad and have a, and lose a child, and And just seeing him and how he handled that, and even as he had to go suffering through, I just, again, so grateful for that man. I'm this year with a blast. I mean, I'm out there in spirit for Wes because this year is my way to kind of give a tribute back to someone who gave so much to me and to our family.
Yeah.
Well,
For
speaking
those of
of.
y'all who may not know Wes, he was one of the original owners of Killer Frogs and was obviously a TCU alumni from way back when, and he developed brain cancer. He really outlived his, he's a fighter, outlived his life expectancy with that cancer, and we just lost him not too long ago. But yes, he is missed, and we will be walking in honor of Wes and Micah. And I know that baseball, I know for myself and for Wes, it's our first love. You know, we love baseball even more. If anybody can imagine that, we love it more than football. So it's we've been working on a scholarship, a Killer Frog scholarship in honor of Scott and Wes and other fallen frogs. And now that you've brought up the baseball scholarship, Sean, we'll talk offline a little bit about that. But I think that's the one right there that we need to focus on for Killer Frogs. So
Yeah.
more
Well,
on that to come.
and speaking of Wes and Maurice, we were talking about, the just the life lessons that your son taught so many people. A few months ago, about a month before Wes passed away, before he lost his voice, he and I were talking. In fact, I went up there at the beginning of November to see him. I was on my way down to Austin at the time. And I had a convention I had to go to, and so I said, okay, I stop by on in November, and can I stop by at the first of the week and bring you some stuff, and went down there, and his wife was gone for the day, and he tried to open up his garage door with an app on his phone. He couldn't get the app to work, couldn't get it to work at all,
That's
and yeah,
shocking.
and of course at this point he's not really, he wasn't really capable of being able to get himself out of bed and move around for fear of injuring himself, so I sat on the hood of my car in his driveway for about an hour as we talked on the phone. And one of the things that he related to me that I know you'd like to hear is we were talking about some of the possibilities of getting into some of these other programs or some of these studies to see what they could possibly do for him in the future. And he goes, "But you know what? I'm not giving up. The doctor said, this isn't going to be a I may not be able to get into these things. This might be the end of the path for treatment, but I'm not giving up because Micah never gave up." And he wore that hat of his with pride, man, with
He
that
did.
big old M on it, and he, man, he what he related to me that day was exactly what your son exemplified, and he learned it from him. And he knew that, to give up was not going to be something that he was going to do because your son didn't do it. And if your son didn't do it, by golly, he wasn't going to do it either. And he fought to the end. And I counted Wes as one of my great friends, and I'm so glad to have got to know him. But I'm even happier knowing that through knowing your son, it made what he had to go through easier on him. And man, it was. See, now we're all crying.
I
And
know.
It's just, I'm sorry. It just,
no,
can you
no,
imagine
it's.
though? Gosh, but seriously,
I
like
couldn't. So
he
that all goes
got
back.
in.
Yeah. That all goes
I was
back
just
to like
saying, he,
the day that signing. Like, did I ever have
yeah.
any idea? Like, no. Did I ever have any idea I'd meet, Sean, I mean, and Ryan and Scott and Wes and the players and all the different fans? Absolutely not. And then here, just I hear stories that like that one after another of that. And yeah, but I know because like in my own life, like life's not guaranteed at a certain point. It is not guaranteed to be easy. We think it's gonna be an easy life, but man, things happen and like unexpected things. And yeah, that it's those things even in my life, since Micah and hard things that have come up, is just again just trying to say, you know what, no matter what, not gonna give up. And Wes, again, Wes had shared that to me a couple times, and I wrapping my mind around that, and how did my son, do that and see that? But I get it, because now even in my life now, I'm like, no, I'm not gonna. Micah didn't do it. How can I do it? I'm like, that's no, not gonna do it. So.
Yeah.
Well,
So
we
for
are. I'm sorry, Ryan. I was gonna say
That's
we're.
okay.
A lot of Frog fans who may want to know a little bit more about how could you possibly continue on with Micah's memory? How can we donate? How can we make a difference? This little boy made such a huge difference on all of us. How can we give back? And that's what this blast is really about. That's coming up here at the end of the month, and it's to benefit Cook's children, but specifically to benefit their neuroblastoma research, right?
Right. And I wanted to read just a little bit about how it got started, because it's absolutely touching as well. So forgive me, I'm actually going to read this just so I get it right. But it says, the blast was started to honor the promise Alexa Sankary made to her friend Michael Mancuso, who was diagnosed with neuroblastoma at the age of 4. Before he passed away at the age of 7, she promised him she would help find a cure for the children still suffering from this rare and aggressive form of cancer. So 13 years have passed since then, and now the blast has actually turned into just a wonderful Fort Worth, the community of Fort Worth event that's honoring his memory. So, this is our third year to have a team walking slash running out there. The first year was, 3 years ago, and then last year we actually were able to make T-shirts that had Micah's superhero emblem on the front, and then superhero Micah written in bold letters on the back with the hashtag NEGU. So a lot of when you're on social media, you'll see a lot of the baseball posts, especially from Killer Frogs, but even TCU baseball and fans with hashtag NEGU, hashtag Toad to Omaha. All of that was happening with Micah. I mean, there he willed that team so many times to just win that next game to get to Omaha, and I think we were all very thankful that he got to be at the 2016 World Series. So, so this year we are the event is March 3rd or 31st, March 21st, Saturday morning, starts about 8 o'clock a.m. You can run or walk. It's $25 or $35 for children. It's less, and the links are out there on social media. We'll repost after this podcast is released, but they're on the Killer Frogs Facebook, Twitter, my personal Facebook, at Micah, dad, Maurice, he's sharing it. We're all sharing it. So it's out there. Just look up the Killer Frogs superhero Micah team and join us. It is so much fun. And this year, last year we did t-shirts, and this year we're doing the capes. So we will have purple capes for
Oh, yeah.
everybody who joins the team, and it will have Micah's emblem on the back. And that is the same emblem that Maurice was referring to earlier in the podcast that the players put on their hat. So whenever you see a TCU player out there on the field, they always wear the superhero Micah emblem. So we just want to continue to build this team. I think last year we had about 20 people walking and running, and this year we hope to have even more and just make it just grow and grow. Right now we've raised about a little over $700. Of course, we raise a lot more right before the event, usually the week before. But our goal this year is a lofty goal. I will admit it's a big goal, but it's a $5,000. So we've got a ways to go, but I think we can get close. If we can at least get over the 3,000 mark, I'll be very, very happy. So help us get to that goal for Micah and all these children who are now our angels in the outfield, and then the ones also are that are fighting neuroblastoma help us help them find a cure.
Yeah.
And then, okay, so but before we wrap up, I know this, we're going a little long, but I knew that would happen. Maurice, I want you to talk a little bit about your grand opening of your bakery. I know this has been a long time in the making, and just talk a little bit about what you're going to have out there on race day, and then your grand opening, and maybe we can sweet talk Coach Schlossnagel into a podcast coming up.
That would be awesome. I want to
hint, hint.
A real quick thing to what you said on the race. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you more in detail, Ryan, but for those listening, there are awards we're giving out to top teams. So there's like a top team that raises the most, the top team, the most spirited team, different awards. I think there's five or six different ones. So I think Killer Frogs is a pretty amazing group, and it would be pretty awesome to get one of those awards. So whether it's the spirit with the costumes, bringing out the purple and the cape. I don't know what that looks, but there's definitely there's some awards out there, and it would be awesome to bring one back for Killer Frogs. So I'll give you more information about that.
Okay.
But just for the listeners, yeah, even if you can't make it out, any type of donation goes a long ways. And like Sean was saying, Cooks is known in the area for neuroblastoma. It's right here in our backyard, and this is their biggest fundraiser for that. Treatments that Micah was able to get, but a lot of kids today that get is because of like this event. And the girl Alexa that you alluded to, she's now in college in South Carolina, but her grandparents, Eddie, I believe, is actually a TCU alum. He goes to a lot of the baseball games. Sweet, sweet family, the Sankaries. But this event has raised it. It's raised over $1.5 million, I believe, in the year since it's done. And it all started with a girl who did a walk for her friend. And so no matter what little small thing, it goes a long ways. And as someone who's experienced the benefits of it, I can encourage you. This is something going right in your backyard that is making a huge impact. So that's my little plug there for that. But for the coffee shop, yeah, we're getting ready to open a coffee shop, and it's hopefully mid to late April, and it's gonna be in a South Arlington Bowen near 20.
That is literally 5 minutes from my house.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's in the Dow Worthington Gardens area, so it's...
Wow, fancy.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. I cannot believe this is happening, and it's amazing to just be able to even do this. One of the desires way back when Micah passed, and people like, again, I'm reaching out to Wes, but Wes... You know, Wes worked for a while in the pastry with the chocolates, and Wes would always give encouragement to me, even in that area. He'd order my cheesecakes and tell everyone about my cheesecakes. But
well, after Maurice, they're pretty damn good cheesecakes.
Yeah,
just have to say.
Yeah, they're going to be in this coffee shop. But when Micah passed, just the desire of like, man, what do I want to do? What do I want to do with my life? That's one is that I can give back to like causes that's helped when we were going through the battle with Micah, but also to continue to carry on his legacy. And that's how Gold Ribbon Confections formed. But in that process, there was a dream of like, man, having a coffee shop slash bakery, because a place where people can just come and gather. And again, anyone who knows Micah, Micah was just an embracing and inviting soul. Like you felt welcome around him. You felt good. And the desire was like, what if can have a place that encompasses that in the way it's made, the spirit of it. And so that was the dream, and now that it's becoming a reality, this place, we've designed this place for the community. It's a fairly big coffee shop. It has a space that can be rented out for events, small events to large events. It's got a stage where people can sing, but Her local musicians, but we've partnered
Wow.
with Merritt Coffee, which Merritt is out of San Antonio, a well-known coffee shop out there, but they have two in Dallas and some in Austin, and just a great partnership we have going with them. So we'll have great craft coffee, some really good teas and baked goods, and also a menu, some light sandwiches, salads, soups of that nature. So, but a cool little thing about the stage is actually made in the shape of the mica symbol. So,
That's awesome.
and then there'll be a fur down that comes above the stage that we're gonna paint like a mural that kind of tells the story of mica. We've already been reaching out to some local artists, but trying to find the right one that can kind of get that idea of who mica was, that and kind of those important things. So capturing some of TCU, capturing some of the different cooks, Make-A-Wish, those different things in there. But yeah, it's there'll be that. People will be able to see that. And there will also be an element where we kind of encourage people to give a way for pe where people can give back, an interactive element that's not necessarily financial, but something easy that can allow people to feel like they're carrying on and giving back. So there's a lot of exciting things in store for this. We'd love to have Killer Frogs come do a podcast. That would be amazing. And love to have
Yay.
Coach
Done.
too.
We'll be there.
Yeah. We're gonna call some of those players who just adored Micah and get that done. That's that I look forward to doing that for sure. What's the name of your coffee shop?
Yeah, so the name is called Grounds and Gold. And the grounds for the coffee, we partner with Merit because of their partnership they have with local with farms, and but also the gold for the gold with childhood cancer. The bakery, Gold Ribbon Confections, will be baking out of there too, so you'll be able to come in and get fresh scones, cinnamon rolls, kolaches, to the cheesecakes that Sean mentioned
Man, I'm
too.
telling you, my waistline is going to be arguing with me.
So
Wear elastic waistband.
We have a purple cheesecake that it's gonna be at an event for TCU coming up in next month, but we'll have that in the coffee shop too. So it's it I think yeah, for TCU fans, it's TCU purple, but it won't turn your mouth purple.
Well, I'll make a promise to you right now, Maurice. For our State of the Frogdom, we will. I'll talk to you about getting some desserts made for that, which will be the Saturday or the Friday before our first home football game. I don't have any details on it yet. We're still waiting to figure out where we're going to have it, but the date is already set. I know I was supposed to use you for my wedding, but Mike and I ended up just doing ice cream for our wedding. We didn't do cake or cookies, and I wanted Bluebell ice cream because it was a Texas
Hey, I
themed
love
wedding.
ice
So
cream too. That's
I
easy.
know. But I want to let everybody have the opportunity to taste the cheesecake, and then we'll of course have Micah's favorite cookie out there too. Describe that. It's a hodgepodge of he had a lot of good taste buds,
Yeah, so yeah,
didn't
we
he?
yeah, Micah, we there's a cookie called the Micah cookie, but just a cookie. So when you go through a lot of treatments with cancer, it can affect your taste buds, the different medicines, chemos, things. So Micah at one point liked chocolate, then didn't like chocolate. But so I wanted to make a cookie that kind of would have some of the elements of things he liked, and so it's got white chocolate in it, it's got cherries, it's got ground oatmeal, and it's got a hint of coconut. His Make-A-Wish was to Hawaii, and so I wanted that kind of like a little bit of a tropical kind of thing to a cookie. But And one of his favorite candies was an Almond Joy, so hence the coconut and the thing. So that cookie came about throwing some stuff together, trying to kind of get a cookie that would kind of have some of the things Micah would like. And like Wes would say, it's got lots of butter in it, so it's butter makes cookies good.
It does.
Man, it
Yeah,
really
they're
does.
delicious. They're really delicious. Oh my goodness. Well, this has been absolutely wonderful. I feel like we need to have these talks and get together more often. It just really makes you appreciate life and our friendships, you know, and family, because it's you just never know. And it's life is so valuable, and so many times we get going along and we forget just how valuable our lives and friendships are to each other. So thank you, Maurice, for letting us be a part of your son's and your family's life. We really appreciate it. We're all better for it, and we look forward to continuing this tradition forever and doing many more things down the road. And more importantly, we hope that all of you all listening will go out there on social media, look up Killer Frogs or Cook's Children's The Blast, and sign up for Superhero Micah's team, and we'll see you on March 21st. Sean, I'll let you give the closing, what do you call it?
We'll just call it.
Ceremony. It's not really a
Well,
ceremony.
we'll
The
just.
closing
Well,
remarks.
this is a. It's a. It's a special night. So, how
Yeah,
about we just end
it is.
with, good night, family.
Good night.
Yeah, good night. Night.